Hi, this is Sean Kennedy, the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And Betsy Todd, Clinical Editor.
And we're here to present the highlights from our September issue. On the cover this month, we have a photo of a newsroom, actually, showing a long row of many, many, many people sitting at their computers. And we have this particularly to highlight the article, our CE article, Too Much Sitting, A Newly Recognized Health Risk. And this is an integrative review of the literature that examines compelling evidence that overall daily sitting time, regardless of whether the person engages in moderate to vigorous physical activity, that this long-term sitting, high-volume sitting, they call it, can be an independent health risk for cardiometabolic health conditions, certain cancers, and all-cause mortality. The article also reveals new insights into this high-volume sitting, which is sitting 7 or more hours a day, and prolonged uninterrupted sitting, which is sitting for 30 minutes or more, and the relationship of this type of sitting to adverse health outcomes. It also offers some specific measures that people can take to kind of mitigate the ill effects of this sitting. I know when I did the podcast with the author, Linda Eanes, as we were talking, I started to get up and pace around the office, which actually is one of the measures to help mitigate the effects, is to take frequent standing and walking breaks. So it's certainly an important article, and one I think that will resonate with many, many nurses who are now tied to their computers. So that's our first CE. Betsy, do you want to talk about the second CE?
Sure. This is Managing Stable COPD. Are you up on the latest recommendations? It's been a long time since I've cared for someone with COPD, and I found this a really super helpful update. The authors describe the COPD risk factors, the specifics of clinical manifestations, diagnostic testing, and the finer points of management. There are recommendations from a group called the Global Initiative for Chronic Obstructive Lung Disease, or the GOLD recommendations, and this is what the authors have recommendations are drawn from. So it's a really helpful update, highly recommended.
So those are our two CEs. Betsy, how about talking about the mental health column this month on antidepressants?
Another wonderful update to really tell us what the latest is in the field. This is the second of a series of articles that we're doing on medications used to treat mental health disorders. So again, here we have a nice overview of indications for use and adverse effects and nursing considerations related to antidepressants. And also there's a specific look at young people on antidepressants as well. The author also addresses treatment-resistant depression and whether to use one drug or more than one drug, as well as the possible connections between antidepressant use and suicide. Again, a really helpful article for the latest in the field. And we have paired this in this issue with a wonderful article drawn from our archives. This is from the early 1900s, an article called The Nursing of Nervous Disease. So that, too, is highly recommended. I think you'll enjoy that look back.
We also have an article that sadly reflects our times. It's an AJN Reports by our reporter, healthcare reporter Dahlia Sofa, on responding to mass shootings. Are hospitals and nurses fully prepared? She reports after interviewing some people who were involved in treating victims of the Las Vegas shooting and talking about what their recommendations are in terms of the importance of disaster planning. Many hospitals do have disaster planning, but what you might do for a natural disaster would be very different from what you would do from a mass shooting or mass casualty, where you have many injuries coming in, the same types of injuries coming in at once, as opposed to various injuries coming in for a natural disaster. So I think it's an important point in terms of planning for various disasters and making sure they're specific to the different scenarios that may develop. So it's an interesting report. We also have In this month's AJN, several other pieces in the news. We have Why Are Women Still Dying of Pregnancy and Childbirth? A new report came out that really examines that, and the U.S. does not fare so well. We also look at studies that do document reductions in murder and suicide rates with certain types of gun laws. We report on a jury finding in favor of a nurse who sued a hospital and won a huge settlement. We highlight the WHO report on nurses' role in reducing non-communicable diseases. We also have a interesting viewpoint. It's a very pointed viewpoint, I think, on responding to children with visible disabilities and oftentimes how people look away from these children. And the author who works with children with visible disabilities and behaviors has some very good suggestions for how you might interact and teach your children how to interact with these children. We also have from Best of the Blog, The School Nurse, very appropriate for the September issue, a Cochrane Corner on the efficacy of topical anesthetics for pain control during skin laceration repair. Those NPs and ER nurses should find that very helpful. And we have a profile of the World Health Organization's new chief nursing officer, which I'm delighted to see, having been over to WHO several times and having seen the office of the chief nurse go unfulfilled for many years, and the new Surgeon General of the World Health Organization, Director General, excuse me, made this a promise to nurses that if he became the new head of the WHO, he would have a chief nurse officer on his policymaking committee. And he fulfilled that promise very quickly when he came in. So we do have a profile of this very interesting chief nurse officer who is a nurse and a midwife. So that's our September issue. We hope you take a look and find the information helpful. October issue will be, we mentioned the AJN reports in the September issue on mass shootings and in whether hospitals are prepared. We do have an article that I think many people will, I don't know whether enjoy is the right word. It's certainly quite informative. And it's on a how one hospital set up a simulation to prepare nurses to respond when there is an active shooter or a disruptive and violent person, visitor in the hospital, and how to react and what not to do. So that's a follow-up to this report, and that'll be in the October issue. So if you see something in AJN that you really like, please let us know. We'll do more of it. And if you see something in your own world that you feel we should be covering in AJN, please let us know that too. You can reach me at sean.kennedy@walterskluwer.com. Or
Betsy.Todd@WaltersKluwer.com.
Until next time, have a great month.